The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett, thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
It's Damo's Dish time, thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. And Damo, what is your dish this weekend?
I've got one, Hutchie, that Cobram Estate is actually made for. Now, I'm going through that robust flavour phase at the moment. Yep. I love the big, bold. Yep. But you get there's different degrees of it. People may just like the classic. People may like it even quite low in flavour. But I'm a big, robust person at the moment when it comes to the Cobram Estate offerings. And this dish is made for this and vice versa. So it's an alio olio, Hutchie. Basically translates to oil and olive oil and pasta, basically. So it's a very simple dish, but it sounds simple. You can get it wrong if you don't get it right, if it makes sense. I'll do it quickly, but it'll take you a while to get it. And even sometimes I can make it not as good as other times. So okay. Just get the oil heated, but not burning. So look, on a gas jet, maybe 30%, 40% rep power, so to speak.
Yep.
You don't want it hot. You even don't want medium. Just get it warm. And then in that goes some anchovy fillets.
Wow. with the oil. Start.
No, but they break down. They yep. break and use a wooden spoon to start breaking them down immediately. Right. In the end, you don't even know they're in there, but they create this saltiness to the oil.
Yep.
You want to infuse the oil this way. So the anchovy fillets go in with the oil, they come in. Just put a bit of that in as well. Chili, I go hot, but people may want to back off on that. But put it in. Again, you're not trying to even fry these. You are just trying to infuse the oil with these flavors. So you've got the anchovies, the chili. You need garlic. Again, how much you want. You could throw in 6 cloves. You could throw in 1. It's up to the person's tastes.
Yep.
You then need some lemon zest. You once famously asked me on Damo's Dish, how do you get lemon zest? Well, you get a lemon and you use a grater on the right apparatus where it comes out as a zest.
Yep.
Yeah, and you put that in as well. The other ingredient, which I always subscribe to, having read a lot of recipes on this one, parsley stems or parsley stalks. So keep the leaves separate. You need them in a moment. But just cut the stalks up and cut them into maybe 2 centimetre pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And put them in as well. Now, this just gets infused. It doesn't get cooked. You just want the flavors of all those ingredients to go through the oil. And while you're doing that, the pasta is boiling on the side. Always use spaghetti for this particular dish in my eyes. I'm often not fussed about what sort of pasta you use. Spaghetti only for this one in my eyes. Get it done. Get it al dente. Take it off the heat long before it's fully cooked through. You want it to be still a little bit uncooked, a little bit bouncy. Reserve a minimum of a full cup of water. Get one of your coffee mugs. Put that into the oil as well.
Yep.
Swirl that around. Not, maybe not the whole cup at this stage, but a bit of it.
It's a high-risk dish, isn't it?
It can be high-risk if you don't get it right. But my suggestions here is do not cook those ingredients. Just let them infuse the oil.
Yep.
With the pasta water, you can increase the heat a little bit. That will protect the oil.
Yep.
And then you just get the pasta out of the pot and put that straight into that ingredient mix. Mix it around. Make sure every strand is coated with that oil. At that stage, you throw in the loose parsley leaves, which you've chopped up, and you then need, as a serving, Hutchie, a really good quality Parmesan Reggiano, which you have grated, and you just throw on top, and that's it. And you could have some fresh chili that's been kept in some olive oil as well, just a spoon over the top.
You mentioned grater a lot. What if it's not grater? It's just very good.
Yeah. And the lemon zest you get off the grater. Yeah. You actually once said, lemon zest, where do you get lemon zest?
I did.
Anyway, alio olio, it's simple by way of description and
simple
wording. No, you can absolutely stuff it up, which I have done once or twice, but it's one of those dishes that never, weirdly enough, as simple as it sounds and is, never tastes exactly the same the next time.
I think what we might be due for, because Cobram Estate have their own dedicated nutritionists and experts, maybe it might be time to bring one in.
Okay.
To discuss dishes like that, which start as an olive-based dish. I think it's time, personally.
And again, just on that, you can throw some cherry tomatoes in at the end of that if you want. You could throw some mushrooms in if you want that
jalapenos.
As well. But you nearly got through one without asking about jalapenos.
That's my tradition. That was the sounding board. Very interesting Damo's dish this week for drink-wise. If you're choosing to make a pasta.
Alio olio.
That's greater. Choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in Northern Victoria.